the crew all season long on WTMJ. It's Brewers Extra Innings. Now, live from American Family Field, here's your host, Dominic Catronio.
All right, it's not a sweep. It's okay. It's hard to sweep four-game series. But I tell you what we're not going to do. We're not going to complain. We're going to analyze what went wrong, but we're not going to complain about winning 3 out of 4 against the Cardinals. They've now won 6 out of 7 so far in the season, and they won't see the Cardinals again until August. Welcome in, everybody. I'm Dominic Catronio. I'm flying solo tonight. 855-616-1620. 855-616-1620 if you want to call in, if you want to text in and join us on the program. Well, it is what it is. You know, you're not going to win every game. At the same time, the fact that the Brewers were in this game as long as they were, given how many base runners the Cardinals had in this game, the Cardinals left 13 runners on base. They went 2-for-14 with runners in scoring position. And one of those hits was an infield hit. They had one hit with a runner in scoring position that actually produced a run. The fact that they only scored 4 runs today is a shock. And that's kind of indicative of how brutal it's been for their offense so far in the first month plus of the season. I mean, Nolan Arenado had the day off. Mason Wynn had the day off. They've been bright spots for their offense. And they mashed out 11 hits today. And only 3 of them were for extra bases. And Paul Goldschmidt got hot right as they're leaving town. So thank goodness for that. But would have liked it to be a day later. But the fact of the matter is, if you're going to walk 5 guys in the big leagues, it does not matter what your name is, who you are, what your background is. Bryce Wilson walked 5 guys today. You are walking a tightrope. It's honestly a miracle that he only allowed 2 runs today. He knows he was off. It was a weird day. Something was off mechanically, and he can never quite get it right. And after being spotted 3 runs in the bottom of the first inning, the Brewers had one more at-bat with a runner at scoring position the rest of the game. They fell asleep at the wheel against Miles Michaelis, who made the adjustment, had some tidy frames, and nothing else happened. Just a weird, sleepy day here at the ballpark on this Mother's Day. A couple of questions. This one coming through on Twitter. Brewers almost put the nail in their coffin, but the Cards still just hanging on by a thread, and I will certainly take 3 out of 4 anytime. That one is from Doug. Also, the Brewers have the highest number of wins for Mother's Day. Today, not adding to that, they have the best winning percentage on Mother's Day in baseball. So today they did not get that magic once again. But again, I'm not going to complain. We're going to say, like, look, the Brewers, that first inning was interesting and like, all right. But once again, the bases loaded thing. It is so odd to me that this team is one of the best with runners in scoring position. Just to give you an idea, this is including today's game. As a team, the Brewers are hitting .289 with runners in scoring position. That's 4th in baseball. That's fantastic. Their OPS is .857. That's 3rd. That's fantastic. But you toggle that to bases loaded. They go from .289 down to .100 with the bases loaded. They are the worst team in baseball officially now with the bases loaded. 3-for-30. They've drawn 5 bases-loaded walks, including the walk-off walk against the Mariners by William Contreras. They've also been hit by a pitch 3 times with the bases loaded. So they've got 8 RBIs the hard way. They've also got 1 sacrifice fly. And today, with the bases loaded, here's what the Brewers did against Michaelis when they really had him on the ropes. You had a bases-loaded walk by Hoskins. That was on an 8-pitch battle. You had Ortiz battle and put the ball in play, which you don't fault him for, and a ground out to second base. 0-for-1. That's what they did today. Did not get a ball out of the infield. And how about the send? We can talk about that here after the break. What do you think about the send? I'm fine with it. I'll explain why coming up in a moment. 855-616-1620. If you want to call in, if you want to text in, talk about the send of Rhys Hoskins from second base. 1 run had already scored to make it 3-0. and the throw in from left field was on time to get Reese on a slide, and he's out. I'll explain why I'm okay with that send, and ironically, had a good long conversation with Jason Lane today about base running. So we'll talk about that in just a little bit. I want to remind you that Brewers Extra Innings is brought to you by Fifth Third Bank. With a local Milwaukee team, Fifth Third Bank also knows how to hit it out of the park. They've been serving businesses in the area for nearly 15 years, offering industry-specific expertise and local decision-making capabilities, all to help your business succeed. This is commercial banking value only Fifth Third can deliver. Fifth Third Bank, National Association, member FDIC. Brewers are 24-16. Cardinals are 16-24. Game 4 goes to the Cards. Brewers take the series, though. Back with more after this on WTMJ.
Welcome back to Brewers Extra Innings.
Just taking a peek at the belt bag giveaway today here. If you're watching on YouTube, it's a good belt bag. Good Mother's Day present. 10,000 fans got one of these today. It's a good gift. Giving it to my mama, maybe. Welcome back. I'm Dom Catronio. 855-616-1620. 855-616-1620. So let's talk about that send. Okay, let me set the stage. And like I said, Jason Lane, he had a great point today when I was talking to him today. You only notice third base coaches when somebody gets thrown out. You never notice them when it's a good send, and all the credit goes to the runner, right? It doesn't go to the third base coach, which is fine. He's not complaining about that, but it's the truth, and it's a good way to keep perspective. Setting the stage here, you had runners on second and third, two outs. The runner on third was Adames, the runner on second was Hoskins. Hoskins, arguably the slowest guy on the team, him and Gary Sanchez. It would take a minute to see that 60-yard dash, but I digress. With two outs and a ball that Gary Sanchez did not hit well. Let's get that clear, too. He did not hit that ball hard. He was jammed. It was just a dump in the shallow left field. And with two outs and a full count, now Hoskins was not forced to run because it's not a situation with the force where you just run and you know you're going to be safe. As soon as he sees a swing start, he's going to start taking off. And looking at the video, Reese had a great jump. Jason Lane got deep. Took a peek. Today's left fielder was Alec Burleson. The scouting report, run on him. That is the scouting report. This is a little inside baseball here for you. Inside the Brewers dugout, you may have seen this on Shots on Bally Sports Wisconsin. There's always a chart. Every team has this, though. And they have this in meetings throughout every series based on the defensive alignment of the opposing team. And it's a very simple chart. Green light, yellow light, red light. And it's deciding whether or not you're going to run on a guy. So a guy that has a red light, Fernando Tatis Jr. Yeah, that's a no-brainer. Don't run on that guy. Guys that are green lights, most of the Cardinals outfield. That is the scouting report. Run on Burleson. So you think of the conversation, or you think of the situation. Two outs, so he gets a break as soon as the ball is hit. The ball was not hit well, so it's a longer distance for Burleson to run. Hoskins was thinking he was going to score off the bat as well. And finally, the context, it's the first inning and two outs. Why not? You don't know what the rest of the innings. I know they've already made Michaelis really work hard. You got Perkins on deck, who's in a slump right now. Then Churio after that, who's making his first start in 5 days. I have zero problem with that send. Zero. All the situations said, yeah, everything points to good send. Burleson came up throwing on a couple hops. They got Reese by a step. More than a few steps, I should say. Here's what the text line says. 855-616-1620. 855-616-1620. I don't mind sending him at all very early in the game. And I thought they would score again. Didn't we all? 42 pitches in the first inning from Michaelis. You're like, all right, let's make this guy work today. Let's get in that bullpen. Obviously, the Brewers offense did not execute the rest of the game. Ricky in Honey Creek, he disagrees. Bryce Wilson did stink. I agree with that. Contreras was okay. All in all, this team sucks. Ricky, I'm sorry, dude. I'm going to pop off on you. You have never, never, never texted, called anything positive. You'll never call in, though. Give it a ring. Let's talk about it, buddy. They just took 3 out of 4 from the Cardinals, 6 out of 7 on the season, and you're sitting here complaining to me. Come on, man. Let's go. Come on. I know you don't speak for all fans, but if anybody knows Ricky and Honey Creek, call in, man. Call in. I'm not reading this entire text. It's okay you feel that way, man, but let's talk it out. man-to-man. Let's do it. Come on. Call on in, Ricky, 855-616-1620. Take a breather. Come back with more after this on WTMJ.
You're listening to Brewers Extra Innings, presented by Fifth Third Bank on WTMJ.
Welcome back. I'm Dom Catronio. Brewers fall 4-3 today to the Cardinals. Not their prettiest game of the year. Not going to be hung in the Louvre. But nonetheless, it's still a series win. We do got to get to the phone lines. It's Andrew in Janesville, not Ricky. Andrew, you're live. You're on Brewers Extra Innings.
Oh, hi. Hey, I was wondering, and I don't know, but I guess I'm probably not alone on this, but I'd like to see Jackson Chirio play more and Sal Frelick less. I'm sure they're being patient with Frelick, but he seems, and I just saw the game on TV last night because it was on national television. I usually only listen to him on the radio, but he just seems a little lost. Frelick does.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree entirely. I agree. I think when it comes to Chirio, though, this was kind of taken out of context. I tweeted this quote from Pat Murphy yesterday, and people kind of took it and ran with it, talking about accountability. It didn't have to do with Pat Murphy's decisions of playing Frelick more than Chirio. It was more about Chirio being accountable for his prep work. And he didn't directly call it out, but left it to us in the media to make the connection. And you saw a change this week from Jackson Chirio. Let's all take stock here real quick on Jackson. He's going to play more. He is going to play. He is going to be a Brewer for a very long time. As he learns to be a big leaguer, I talked about this briefly in yesterday's show, Jackson needs to learn what makes sense for his routine. He is 36 games into his career. We're 40 games into the season. Chirio has made it to this point, quite frankly, on talent alone. He is a freak when it comes to baseball. And he struggled briefly in the first half last year in Biloxi. And I'm pulling up his hitting log now from last year in AA. And I just remember, where like he had the spinnier baseball down there in Biloxi, seeing breaking balls he hadn't seen before and had to learn how to hit against those guys. So on April 20th, it was his low point of the season. He was hitting 196 in the first 15 or so games. Then he started to turn it on from there. And he was still hitting below 250 literally this time a year ago in AA. He was hitting 248 on May 10th in AA with a 656 OPS. Then slowly started to get things going in the right direction. Started to make the adjustment against the spinny baseball. He had a little funk again in late May. In fact, he fell all the way down to 239 with his OPS still hovering right around 680. That was as a 19-year-old in AA. This is now less than a year ago. He was hitting 239 in AA. And then he turned it on the rest of the season, found his groove, eventually got promoted to AAA Nashville, and he was fantastic. He ended his time in Biloxi hitting 280, so 40 points better, with a bigger sample size, and an OPS over 800, so 120 points added in the next 2.5 months. So giving him time is going to work in the long run. As for Frelick, the lefty, the platoon, that sort of thing is what they like. I felt bad for Frelick having to get the off-the-bench cold AB against Ryan Helsley today because not many people are going to be successful against that guy. Frelick's going through it right now. Absolutely. And I kind of compare Frelick's sophomore season because we only got to see him really for the last 2 months of last year. Frelick's going through it the way that Terang went through it all of last season. Frelick is learning what it takes to fail in the big leagues and what adjustments he has to make. But that is a very good question. Appreciate the call in there, Andrew. That's very good. And I think there is time to figure it out while Garrett Mitchell is due back in a couple of weeks. Then a decision will have to be made with Yelich back in the fold and Mitchell back in the fold, that sort of thing. Let's get to Dave in Maquonago. Dave, you're live here on Brewers Extra Innings.
Yeah, I'm just calling in. I heard you say something about you wanted a friend of Ricky from Honey Creek to call in. And I'm
yes, sir.
One of his friends. I totally disagree with what he's been saying about the Brewers thinking and Pat Murphy and all that stuff. I just want to say he's a nut and no one should listen to him because he's on the wrong track there. But I also want to say I agree with what you're saying about Jackson Churio. I think he needs to stick around in the majors more. He just needs to get that experience, keep him going, and hopefully that he can work that out before the postseason run. I just want to give a shout-out to Christian Yelich. I know people have been saying he's been back for a while, but I really think he's back, and we should just appreciate the amazing baseball he's playing.
I agree. I agree entirely. Thanks there, Dave. And that was pretty funny there at the very beginning. Churio is – it's a fine line, right, with Churio because, yeah, you want to get him more experience. You want him to keep playing and that sort of thing. But then it's like, well, you don't want to shatter his confidence and he goes into like a 1-for-25 type slump or something like that. So they are going to be patient with him. And I do want to give credit. William Contreras and Willy Adames, they're his locker mates and they are his mentors. And they have taken him under his wing. And he's out there every day right now in early work, getting to pick these guys' brains and what it takes to be a big leaguer. I mean, Willy Adames had the spotlight on him from a very young age as the top shortstop prospect in the minor leagues coming up in the Rays organization. His magnetic smile and his personality certainly helped with that and the bilingual nature that he had growing up in the Rays organization. Now, Churio knows a little bit of English, not as much, so his interviews are all in Spanish. He's only 20. He's going to learn what it takes. I have full belief. If the Brewers believe in it, there's no reason for me not to believe in it as well. But Dave, you bring up Christian Yelich. Let's talk about him in the next segment. We're having an abbreviated show today. Brewers lose 4-3, but we're kind of deflecting. We're talking about everything else right here on your home of the Brewers, 620 WTMJ.
This is Brewers Extra Innings.
Brewers Extra Innings is brought to you in part by Cider Heating, Plumbing, and Electrical. Brewers fall by a final of 4-3 to the Cardinals. They still win the series, though. But spring in Wisconsin means it's time for your annual AC tune-up. Cider Heating, Plumbing, and Electrical has you covered. Save $25 on AC preventative maintenance, and that goes through the end of the month. You can schedule your appointment today at cider.com, SEIDER.com. Before we talk about Yelly, let's bring in the phone lines once again, 855-616-1620, 855-616-1620. Ty in New Berlin, you're live here on Brewers Extra Innings.
Hey, how we doing? Just wanted to say again, good. Been loving going to the games this year, and I think I do actually work with Ricky. if it's the same Ricky, he definitely didn't text or call his mom today. So we'll start with that. But on to baseball. Pat McAfee just has been nothing but impressive. And the other night, I think it was Friday night, when we did that safety squeeze with two outs and yelling.
I'm going to save you. Pat Murphy, not McAfee. Pat Murphy. But go ahead.
Yeah, McAfee. I'm so sorry. But, unbelievable what the team's doing. The energy, the amount of times he's been standing up for everybody. It's just been really, really refreshing to see, and it's exciting compared to what we have now trying to face Council down in Chicago. So happy to be a Brewers fan, happy to see the rest of this summer and the rest of this year, and let's go Crew.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. Thank you, Ty. Appreciate you, man. When it comes to that Council game, people have been asking me all the time, when Council returns, what's it going to be like in the ballpark that day? Is it going to get booed? Well, I've always said, we won't be able to tell. Let's be honest. There's going to be a lot of Cub fans here. We know that's how it goes. But you will hear boos. I know you will. But one thing Brewers fans can do is make sure that the cheers for Pat Murphy resonate throughout the ballpark if they feel how they feel. I don't participate in this stuff. No cheering in the press box. But I'm excited to hear that little war of decibels between the Craig Council announcement and the Pat Murphy announcement. That's in 2 weeks' time, next 2 weeks from Monday. Let's talk Christian Yelich here real quick. Yelly, 2-for-3 today, on base 3 times, also drew a walk. He struck out once, unfortunate, but it is what it is. Yelly now, still small sample size because of the injured list, but man, he's come back, hasn't skipped a beat, and we can talk about the offense. We can talk about how great he's looked, 5 homers. He's got 7 walks now, only 11 strikeouts, 1,100 OPS. Oh, that's great. Cool. He made 2 great catches in left field today that indicate to me, yeah, this dude's fine. Or he made 1 catch, and he attempted a really difficult catch on another one. That dude shows me he's healthy. He scored from first on a ball last week. He hit a triple down the right field line. The dude's healthy. And that's what it was for. That's what that time on the injured list was for. Let's nip it in the bud now and make sure that we clean it up, that he can come back and be himself. A lot of folks were complaining about him not being in the lineup on Saturday night. Now, the Brewers obviously won the game. It took a Herculean effort from Rhys Hoskins to do so. But the fact that we're going to have some regular maintenance days now for Christian Yelich, and this team is able to absorb it, now that's refreshing. To have Yelly playing well, pulling the ball with authority, right? Pulled two singles today. Love seeing that from Yelly. As he continues to get his batter eye back, I mean, since he came back from the injured list, yes, he went 0-for in the first game against the Royals. He was 0-for-5 in that game. Since then, he's 7-for-11. He's picked up, he hasn't missed a beat. Don't take it for granted. I am loving it. He has been on base in all but one game this season, just that first game back against Kansas City. Can't wait for his next home run. Maybe it's this week against the Pirates. But Yelly's been playing great ball, man. I'm going to keep on enjoying it, and I'm just getting a little ahead of myself. But, man, when Garrett Mitchell comes back and if he shows what we saw in spring training out of him, he's going to need some time. But you can imagine a lineup with, let's say, Terang in the one, William 2, Yelich 3, Adames 4. Maybe you put Mitchell 5 and Hoskins 6. Then you have Ortiz 7. Then you have to decide, okay, who's going to be your right fielder? Is it going to be Churio or is it going to be Frelick? And you still got your DH spot we haven't even used yet, so it can be, I don't think Gary's going to bat ninth, or you can use Bowers if it's a righty on the mound. There are options here for the Brewers. The offense is almost at its full strength. And mind you, the bullpen has been so good without Devin Williams, too. So love what we've seen so far from Christian Yelich, to say the least. Take a breather. Let's hear from the manager, Pat Murphy. That's coming up next. Brewers fall 4-3 to the Cardinals, but the vibes are okay. Brewers still won the series. They're still leading the season series 6 out of 7. More to come after this on 620 WTMJ.
Welcome back to Brewers Extra Innings.
All right. It's a loss, but Pat Murphy understood why it was a loss. The manager spoke to the media a little bit ago. Here's what he had to say.
And he's a veteran. You know, I know Miles very well. He's a veteran, and we let him off the hook. You know, that we got thrown out at the plate in the first inning to end the inning when he was at 40-some pitches. That could have obviously went the other way. But then a veteran like him, that's why they paid him all the money and gave him a long-term deal, because he has the ability to hang in there and help his bullpen. He's been there. So credit to him. Disappointing. You know, it was a one-run game, but, you know, they left 13 on base. and we walked too many guys. We didn't execute. I think offensively and pitching and whatever, it just wasn't a great ball game for us. It's hard to beat a major league team 4 times, any of these 30 major league teams. It's hard to beat them, you know, and the day that Goldie breaks out a little bit hurts us. A lot of great performances too. Yelich and Contreras were their normal self. And that's at a really high level. But we didn't. Milner pitched great. Koenig did the job we asked him to do. Vieira did the job we asked him to do. But you got to have more than that, you know, to beat a major league team on any given day.
The default for you guys with those send or don't send decisions is almost always, you know, be aggressive.
Well, two outs. Two outs and a soft hit ball to left field. You know, it took a great throw and he got it on one bounce. It took a great throw to get him.
So I guess what I'm wondering is, does Michaelis being near the end of the rope change the calculation there at all? Like you get more pitches if you hold.
Whenever you can score a run, you do. You know what I mean? But in hindsight, if we did hold him there, you know. But with two, think about it. With two outs, you're going on the swing. You know. Who got the hit there?
Gary.
Gary. Yeah.
I know Yelich missed a good chunk of time with the back, but for him and William, you know, at what point do you start to go, these numbers aren't just gaudy because it's early season? These are real numbers.
Yeah, I mean, Yelich's performing. You know, I don't know how many games he's played so far, but whatever they are, he's rarely been overmatched and rarely been beaten, so to speak. Yeah, he's really been on it, swinging the bat great. His timing's great. William's been unconscious. I mean, they're trying to pitch around him, and he's still hitting, you know. Yeah, and he's doing for us in a big position. So,
yeah, that was a cool note there from Murphy. They're trying to pitch around Contreras, and he's still hitting them. The numbers certainly bear that out. I mean, we've seen it in teams' approaches against William, in the fact that they're trying to work around and they make one mistake and he's ready to punish it. He's only struck out multiple times once in his last, let's see, I'm going back here, in his last 19 games. In his last 19 games before today, so today making it 20. Today, Contreras struck out once, so that trend continues. He went 2-for-4 today. He is now 25 for his last 74. Live math, that's a .338 batting average. He has as many walks as strikeouts. 13 walks, 13 strikeouts. He's even got 2 stolen bases in there. He's been amazing. Absolutely amazing. Not a full traditional highlight segment. We'll play a few for you. That's coming up next on 620 WTMJ.
This is Brewers Extra Innings on WTMJ.
Brewers lose 4-3, but there were some moments in this one. They had a big first inning, and they did it the patient way. Rhys Hoskins, last night's hero, opened the scoring.
Michaelis, 2-5 on the year, delivers, and the changeup is high. He walked it. Brewers have the lead on a free ride by
Got it done. Got one run across. Then just putting the ball in play. Got the next one.
Here it is. Bouncer hits slowly towards Gorman. He'll throw out. Ortiz. Another run scores.
That made it 2-0. And then the controversial send to some. I'm fine with it. I'd send him again.
Now the pitch. Soft line. One runs in, two runs, going to try to score, and Hoskins is going to be nailed.
Well, that stunk, but hey, all 3 runs for the Brewers there in the first. Great defense, though, from Jackson Churio. He needed this because the Brewers also kept this a tie game at the time on a shallow fly to right.
Koenig running again and delivers. Swing and a base hit into right.
It was a dying quail. It should have been a base hit. Churio made a great read off the bat, charged in, made the play. Those were really the only highlights today for the Brewers. No big hit, just no extra base hits. Just kind of got lulled to sleep today by Miles Michaelis. They had that great first inning, then they only had 1 at-bat the rest of the game with a runner in scoring position. Nonetheless, no complaints here about a series victory. Talk about the Pirates and wrap up the program coming up next on 620 WTMJ. Last question here at the buzzer before we say goodnight. Dom, what's a sweeper? Never heard the term before this season. This was something that was changed last year. So a sweeper is technically a slider. So when you hear sweeper, just think slider. It's that type of breaking ball. Don't panic when you see that. But it differentiates the type of slider it is, okay? You can have a slider that's a lot more downward in its movement. You know, vertical movement is how we measure that in inches. And then you also have sliders that are more horizontal, that really, quote-unquote, sweep across the plate. So a guy like Brian Hudson throws a sweeper because it's going from one side of the plate to the other. And it doesn't have as much vertical drop to it, but it's really moving laterally. Whereas you look at a slider sort of like Joe Ross's slider breaks less horizontally but more vertically, where it really goes down and away. Now, not as big and loopy as a curveball, but it's tighter and later and thrown harder like a slider is supposed to. So you can compare Brian Hudson's sweeper and Joe Ross's slider. Now, you would have to mirror one of them because one of them's left-handed, one of them right-handed. That's how you can see the difference between a sweeper and a slider. Good question. I'm not afraid to answer that question. I understand the confusion with all that. Why don't we just call it a slider? You're not wrong, but it's still something different. This week, Pirates in town. They lost today to the Cubs. We will miss Paul Skeens. And better news, the Brewers are also scheduled to miss Jared Jones. It'll be Mitch Keller on Monday, Quinn Priester on Tuesday, and then Wednesday, Martin Perez will get the start. The Brewers will counter with Colin Ray tomorrow, Joe Ross on Tuesday, and then Robert Gasser, his second big league start on Wednesday. We're back to the normal 6:40 first pitch times for the weeknights here as school is getting ready to wind down. 6:40 tomorrow night, 6:40 on Tuesday night, and then a noon first pitch on Wednesday, 12:10, I should say. We've got you covered with coverage beginning at 6 o'clock right here on WTMJ the next two nights. Then Thursday, finally another off day as the Brewers prepare to go on their longest road trip of the season. They will go first for three games in Houston next weekend, three games midweek in Miami, Monday through Wednesday, off day next Thursday, and then three games from beautiful Fenway Park, and I'll be there for that one as well over Memorial Day weekend. And then, boom, we're right back here for Craig Counsell's return on Memorial Day. Should be a fun couple of weeks of baseball coming up. Pirates coming to town tomorrow. We'll see old friend Rowdy Tellez. That'll do it for us here this evening. Thank you for listening. Brewers fall 4-3, but hey, plenty to be positive about. Huge thanks to our producer, Evan Witz-Allison, producing all weekend as well. And for Jerry Augustine, who joined us over the weekend, I'm Dom Catronio. Keep on swinging.